This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is a Fantasy Fast Track podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans, joined by Senior Fun Buns, Brandon Funston. And we've got one game down and a multitude remaining on the NFL Week 4 slate. Brandon, there's a certain somebody going to a certain location, I hear, in a certain part of the world that I cannot circumvent, I cannot dodge, I cannot plug my ears without hearing Adele in my head, because Tom Brady making the trip back to Gillette Stadium. I don't know if you have a bold prediction about that game, but give me your boldest prediction for Week 4 of the remaining offerings we have on the plate.
What is, wait a minute, what's the Adele song? Is it?
Hello,
when we were,
it's me again. Yeah. Okay, you haven't seen right. that ad like a billion times across
no,
the NFL Network or NBC?
I am awesome at not watching commercials.
Oh, God, I wish I had just, your powers.
Yes, I do other things. Okay, I got a couple bold predictions. You can decide which one's the boldest of them all. Michael Carter, top 20 running back this week in fantasy. You know I'm on Michael Carter this week. I will say the other one is Brandon Ayuk, 100 yards and a touchdown, which if George Kittle doesn't play, that may not be so bold going against the Seattle Seahawks. But those are my two guys that I'm kind of on. I'm having like their first real big breakout of the 2021 season.
For me, Michael Carter, far and away the biggest. And you're probably going to hear Brandon Ayuk's name called again a little bit later on in this pod and a round of player pick-ems. I like that call a lot. We'll see about Carter. Here's mine. Tom Brady doesn't score 20 fantasy points. Is that too big? Is that too wavy?
Well, you know, I always say I struggle with the context of quarterback scoring, but I'm assuming he scored 20 in every game so far.
Okay, so using Yahoo scoring, that's 1 point for 25 yards passing, 4 points per passing touchdown, 6 points for rushing. He went 29.2 against Dallas in the opener, 29.6 against the ATL, and 28.7 against the Rams last week.
Yeah, he's averaging 29.2. So there you go. So that is you're saying basically a full 10 points or 33% below his normal production.
Again, man, I'm on the island all alone. There is nobody around me for miles and miles and miles and miles. And it's crazy to think that, you know, Tom Brady could go into New England and suffer the unconscionable, which is a mediocre game. Everybody and their great grandmother is picking Tampa to win this game and win it convincingly. I saw it's like 95% of the handle at FanDuel right now is on Tampa laying the 7. But Belichick is still a genius and a guy that is always constantly playing chess. Everybody else playing checkers. And I know you could apply that same description to Tom Brady, but this defense has been good, though they haven't really faced anybody yet. You know, Tua, they faced Jameis Winston and Zach Wilson, 6.67 YPA allowed at 180 pass yards per game. I just got a gut feeling at Brady and the motions. He may get caught up in it with a raucous and rowdy crowd there at Gillette. You know, maybe it's a couple of turnovers. Maybe he flirts with 300 yards. Can he get multiple TDs? I'm going to bet against it and look like a giant idiot in the end.
Well, just don't bet against a Brady to Gronk touchdown.
Oh, no. That will be the
just
one touchdown.
Just leave enough room for that.
Yeah, exactly. That's practically locked in. With our bold predictions put to bed, let's get to it with another Fantasy Five.
Number five.
As we always do on Fridays, it's player pick'em time. I'm going to give you a choice of three players at a particular position. You simply tell me who you believe will have the better fantasy week in week number four. Let's start off with quarterbacks. Here are your options. Derek Carr on the road against the LA Chargers. Sam Darnold in Big D to take on the Cowboys. Or Kirk Cousins, Captain Kirk, going at a hyper speed here the last couple of games. He's at home against Cleveland. Pick your poison.
Oh, I'm going with the sweet ride that is Derek Carr.
I knew it.
380 plus passing yards every game. There is the pew, pew, pew shootout potential of this Chargers.
Was Bill Lazor's in the house? He's made it. He's calling plays.
That's right. Actually, I only have Carr one spot ahead of Cousins, but he is my number one of this group. And I do like the way things are going. He's throwing to his receivers this year, too.
Oh, no, it's crazy.
It's been great.
It is great. And, you know, his player prop right now at DraftKings is 281.5 pass yards. And I'm smashing the over on it. That's on my sheet, which, by the way, you can check it out on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. I'm going Derek Carr too, man. I got him at QB12, and I'm thinking about, you know, inching him up a little bit more, maybe 11 or 10.
Well, you know who I have at number 11 is Russell Wilson, and you know who has never had a good game at San Francisco?
It's Russell Wilson.
So I'm kind of thinking about maybe making that move and moving Carr, because I have him at 12 as well. So maybe he gets to 11.
I tell you what, I will support you in that motion. So let's do it together, Brandon. Hand in hand, we're going down with the ship.
Here we go. I just did it, so it might have been a little premature, but I'm sure you're right behind me on that one.
I am the king of premature, so I will definitely make sure that I make that move as well. But just give you more ammunition for those that are not convinced of Carr. He's number one as well in total air yards, 8.8 pass yards per attempt. That's QB6. Number five in deep ball completion percentage. Him and Henry Ruggs have been connecting a ton. Brian Edwards in clutch situations only as well. And I know the Chargers, you know, Dacklin went for 237. Mahomes only 260 against them. But Carr just don't give two flying Fs right now.
Yeah.
And he's just going to continue to unleash torrents down the field. So I'm with you. Derek Carr, I think it's easily 300-plus and multiple TDs on the road under the primetime lights on Monday night.
Number four.
All right, let's go to running back and talk about a few fringy options you may be racking your brain over. Here are your choices. Zach Moss against Houston. Again, Buffalo favored by 17.5 now, Brandon. You don't see that very often in NFL spreads at some locations. Darrell Henderson looking like he's going to be back against Arizona. Or juggernaut Javonte Williams still working in tandem with Melvin Gordon, taking on the Baltimore Ravens there in Denver. Who do you got?
I know who you got, and you know, I don't blame you, but I'm still going Javonte, who I have ranked right in the mid 20s at the running back position. Yes, he's not making the move yet to clearly get ahead of Melvin Gordon. But you look at Baltimore; they've given up a lot of running back touchdowns this year. They've also given up a decent amount through the air. I actually think Javonte Williams could actually do a little bit of damage through the air this week. Maybe he finds the end zone. This is close. I have a feeling you're going with a. You know, somebody only grows on the south
yes.
side of trees.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like ground covering only. Yep. That is correct. It is one Zachary Moss, the pride of the Utah Utes. He, you know, he's only getting 47.3% of the opportunity share. Remember, he had that mysterious healthy scratch in week one, but he's back in the coach's good graces. He has the 11th most red zone touches of any running back currently in the NFL with 10 in total. He's got the 3 touchdowns. And again, you're favored by 17.5. You know, whether it's in competitive action, which is what, halfway through the first quarter, or in garbage time, Moss is going to take one into the end zone. I did bet at that at DraftKings Sportsbook at plus 125. Houston's given up 5 yards per carry, 3 total touchdowns, 152.7 total yards per game to running back. So Brandon's going to go juggernaut Javonte. Don't hate it, but give me Zach Moss because the touchdown appeal is great.
Number 3.
All right, let's get some wide receivers in here, and here is your trio of options. Courtland Sutton of the Denver Broncos, again, taking on the Ravens. Deontay Johnson back in action for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He goes to Lambeau Field to go toe-to-toe with the Pack. Or Odell Beckham, his second game back. His first one was rather splashy, Brandon. He goes to Minnesota.
Yeah, we need to make Deontay, we need to start calling him Fiante so that we can do the fragile Fiante, because that alliteration sounds good. When we
did it
with Fred Taylor, it was Fragile Fred, you know. And
who turned out not to be so fragile for much of his career.
Right, but Deontay's fragile, and he's last in this group for me. I actually have Beckham and Sutton appreciably higher, and those guys are back-to-back almost in my rankings. But I have Courtland Sutton against Baltimore just slightly higher than Odell Beckham. I would play all of these guys, or both of these guys, as strong wide receiver two plays this week. I just think Courtland Sutton against that Baltimore Ravens secondary has been more leaky than people you know, expected or maybe even realized to this point. But Teddy Bridgewater throwing the ball down the field. Yeah, last week it worked out a little bit better for Tim Patrick, but the week before that we saw a huge amount of targets for Sutton, and I think he's going to be just fine most weeks, including this week.
Yeah, prostate issues for Baltimore. I might get a finger up the butt there, guys. Try to take care of it. Just telling you. Or poop in a box. You know, people do that.
But is that what happens? Is that what happens when things are leaky? Is that the symptom?
I think. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming
that's why you were going in that direction with prostate.
Yeah, because it feels like you got to pee all the time, and it's like a drip, drip, drip. It just has all come out. I believe that's the case. God, it's probably going to happen to me now. I've just doomed myself. I've cursed myself, and maybe I need to get a finger up the butt, but it is the weekend. It's coming up. Let's get adventurous. I'm going to go Odell Beckham here, and the reason why is simple. I was really impressed with him last week. Now, Grant was my Bears, but the 9 targets, 5 catches, 77 yards stood out to me, and he's going to see a lot of Patrick Peterson. He might be, oh, man, I got to stay away. Dude, Patrick Peterson is a shell of what he once was, Brandon. He has been targeted 13 times this year, has given up 10 catches for 182 yards and 2 touchdowns. That shakes out to 18.2 yards per catch and a 157.9 passer rating allowed. Wow.
That's not good.
That's not good at all. So, yeah, give me Odell Beckham. I ranked him top 20 this week. And if you're into DFS, he's only $5,800 on DraftKings. So I do like Cortland Sutton too, but give me OBJ for the win.
Number 2.
All right, moving on. Another wide receiver set. These guys kind of maybe hanging out in the back of the room, and I already know what your answer is going to be, and it's probably mine as well. Here are your options. Jalen Waddle against Indy. By the way, love his over on 3.5 receptions. That's a real prop, Brandon. Brandon Ayuk against your Seattle Seahawks, or Corey Davis. Revenge game against Tennessee.
Yeah, I am in the process of moving Ayuk up to where I really think he's going to be. I've just now made him wide receiver 24. I had him at like wide receiver 32, and I'm like, I'm not holding back on this. I'm not playing that game. George Kittle is a big time iffy to play. Brandon Ayuk played 60 snaps last week. That was only 3 less than Debo. He's back in his full role that we saw him last year. And this is a Seattle defense that just absolutely sucks right now. And they can live, you know, teams that live in that short passing game, which is what San Francisco likes to do, can do very well, because Seattle plays this big shell defense, keeps everything underneath. And if teams are willing to nickel and dime them, which San Francisco is absolutely willing to do, they can put up big numbers in the passing game. And I expect Brandon Ayuk to get a ton of targets this week. I would not be surprised if he's like 7 or 8 catches in this game, but I think he's going to push 100 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, you know, daddy want, daddy need, daddy got to have it. His player prop's only 42.5 receiving yards.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Swing, boing. I mean, it's rather exciting and it's titillating. You mentioned Seattle's woes, 7.94 YPA allowed, 307 pass yards per game they've given up. Trey Flowers has surrendered a 139.6 passer rating to his assignments. DJ Reed, 120.1. And Ayuk's out of the doghouse, like, convincingly now. I mean, he ran 36 routes last week. He had the 6 targets. Yeah, the yardage was somewhat deflating at 37. But, yeah, this is the game that gets him squarely back on the map. And just for comparison's sake, I am at wide receiver 23, Brandon, right now. I'm one higher than you.
Dirty bastard. Oh. I'm going to have to remedy my rankings, make sure I'm highest on him this week.
Uh-huh, and I'll continue to one-up you, my man.
Number 1.
All right, last but certainly not least, let's get some running backs here that you may be pondering. Chuba Hubbard, did you smash the piggy bank to acquire him, CMC backers? He gets Dallas on the road. Miles Sanders, will they run the damn ball in Philadelphia against Kansas City? Or Kareem Hunt off of that monster game against my Bears? Will the good times keep on rolling in Minnesota? Pick your poison between Hubbard, Sanders, Hunt. Who do you got?
I like Kareem Hunt against Minnesota, but I'm going to go Miles Sanders in a potential shootout. I think he's got, upside in the passing game, especially. They will run more than 2 times this week for Miles Sanders.
You think?
I feel like this is a bounce back game for him. And I think Philly will at least kind of, they're not going to win this game. I think they'll make it interesting in at least kind of like putting up some points. I don't know what the over-under is on this game, but I expect it to hit at or over what that number is if it's in the 50. What's the number, the over-under on this game?
I am looking it up right now. I believe it is, I want to say it's like 55.5, but I will have it for you here momentarily. Fantastic podcasting, America. We know this.
Yeah, I know. I feel like it's a 34-27 kind of game, and Philly actually puts up some offense.
54, my man.
Okay, so I'm going 61. on the total of this game, and I think that's going to work out well for Miles Sanders.
You know what? I tend to agree. They have to establish the run. And you might say, oh, it's so cliche, Evans. But it's true. After what, Miles Sanders touched the ball twice on the ground? Mm-hmm. Is that it? Against Dallas? Yeah, I think he's going to get his mojo back. It's really interesting to see how his player props have climbed this week. It opened at 56.5. It dipped down to 53.5, and now it's over 60 right now. I think it's 61.5 in most books. So the expectation is, hey, if you can get him 12, 13 carries in this game, you still got him paired with a fantastic RPO quarterback in Jalen Hurts. And, oh, yeah, Kansas City, very generous in the trenches, giving up 5.04 yards per carry the running back position. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Sanders will be in that, like, 70-yard, maybe tacking on an additional 15 to 20 through the air. Good shot at finding the end zone. So you and I, yep, on the same page. We're seeing miles and miles and miles and miles in our minds right now. So it's all Sanders all the time. All right, hombre, before we get out of here, on this El Rapido edition of the Fantasy Fast Track, give me a storyline that you're really focused on. You're really interested to see how things play out here in week four.
Yeah, well, obviously Brady going back to New England is everybody's number one storyline.
I'm sick of talking about it.
Yeah. From a fantasy standpoint, I just think the train wreck offenses of Pittsburgh and Atlanta and the, you know, the short area offenses that they cannot spread and get things vertical at all on either side. I'm curious to see if there's any, you know, if there's any development for either of those teams in a positive direction. So I'll be watching old man Matt Ryan and Ben Roethlisberger to see if they can start stretching things out for those offenses.
Hey, note to Big Ben, I would love another 19 targets in Najee Harris. Please and thank you.
No doubt.
Well, with Deontay back, we'll have to see if Juju could play at tape time. He's very questionable. Same with Chase Claypool, who's questionable and limited in practice all week. But yeah, I think those are interesting storylines. Mine's got to be Chicago. I mean, they are a train wreck. They're like Chernobyl-level disaster offensively. And, you know, Bill Lazor ends up calling the plays. That's great news, folks. There's only one direction to go, and that's up. And Dave Montgomery, he was way up in the stratosphere last year with Lazor calling the shots, averaging 25.7 fantasy points per game in six contests. Now, that was also over the late season stretch in which Mandatory had a ton of meek opponents. But so's Detroit. They're giving up 4.5 yards per carry, six total touchdowns to running backs this season. And Montgomery's still getting it done the advanced analytics level. 3.20 yards after contact per attempt. That's RB11 right now. He's only got one carry inside the five. I think he finds the end zone. I did bet on that at plus 115 at FanDuel, Brandon. And he is comfortably a high-end RB2 in my rankings this week. I think the Bears will get back on track, though there's a piece of me that wants them to tank this game so we can fire Nagy.
It's coming. It could happen. Yeah, there you go. By the way, I just really quickly was thought of another storyline. How many rush attempts will Derrick Henry get with the banged-up Tennessee Titans receivers?
Well, here's a line. You want it?
I got it. 24.5, is that what you're seeing?
It's 24.5.
I'm kind of liking the over on that. I'm not going to lie.
he may come close to like doubling that. And that might seem like an exaggeration, but this could be a 40 attempt game. I'm dead
serious.
It really could.
I'm going to have to add that to our show prop bets that we do for each game on SiriusXM, because I glossed over that one, and I need to definitely hammer that in there.
Yeah, we're breaking it out on Derrick Henry. And it's really interesting, too. It is so rare. There's a lot of rare lines this week. I mentioned, you know, Houston being 17.5-point underdogs against the Bills. But Derrick Henry's rush yards prop is at like 114.5.
It's at 112. It's at 111 on FanDuel right now.
111 even, still. Anything north
even
of 100.
Odds. It's even odds on 111.
I'm tempted to take the over. Like, it's so uncommon to see any rusher have a prop in triple figures on the ground. It doesn't happen, but it does occasionally with Derrick Henry, and it's one of those you're like, well, you know, if he does get 35, 40 attempts, entirely realistic and rational to think that, he's probably running for at least, what, $150?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If he gets into the 30s, yeah. I mean, that's why I'm thinking this is another – smash over at 111.
Well, moral of the story here, kids, if you play DFS, just make sure you pay up for Derrick Henry this week. I mean, he's going to be straight chalk, but just do it and reap all the benefit. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Mr. Brandon Funson on Twitter, at Brandon Funson. Follow me there, at Noisy Cuevas. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this broadcast. Best of luck in week number 4, and until Monday, adios!